Yes, very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. There seems to be a bit of a memento building now for the statue outside the stadium. Have you given it much thought?
There's been a lot of attention myself. I've had a last couple of weeks of a few different awards, but luckily enough, that will all go away by the end of next season. So. Get back to normal.
As you know, I do the Dons on Saturday show with Bowditch, and we've discussed quite often that we just can't imagine a day without you playing for the Dons.
One day it'll happen, but I'll be there next year, and I'll be looking forward to being part of a good team, a good setup, and I'm sure the day will come. But obviously, hoping it can. Going for a little while longer yet.
Yeah, hopefully many more seasons left. So tomorrow's game then against Rochdale. Hopefully that's going to be the last game without supporters in the stadium. Dean has gone through many times over the last few weeks what a massive difference it makes for supporters being here at the stadium. He was telling me earlier today about, when he was in the tunnel and he could hear the drum banging. What difference has it actually made to you? Has it had a big impact on your game?
On my game, I think sort of once the game starts, you're in that kind of zone and you play as you would. But I do think it takes away maybe 10-15% of sort of the edge that you'd maybe get in a game. I think sort of the ebb and flow of the stadium and the noise and the pressure that it creates is definitely missing. And so I think the games are a lot more sort of calmer and a bit more predictable. So I think you're just missing that sort of crowd edge that creates a bit of nervousness or creates the atmosphere that people get intimidated by or respond well to. So I think you sort of miss that side of it. And it's been a real shame. It's unbelievable. It's been a whole season, really. And can't really wait to get this over and done with and to have them back for the start of next season. Yes, yeah, 16 years and... kept them trying, though, and I finally got there. There's been some very good players over the years that have deservedly won it, and I'm happy just to finally get my name in it, and obviously a very, very special award, and I'm very proud to have won it.
How special is it to win it when you know that it's been voted for by the supporters? No doubt about it, every season you've experienced a fantastic reaction from the fans. Everyone loves you here. So what does it actually mean to win this award?
A huge amount, really. It's kind of it's a very strange feeling. It's sort of a little bit of sort of validation and sort of acceptance of your performances, which is nice sometimes. I think especially this season when we've not had that interaction with the fans, you're a little bit in the dark about how they're seeing games or yourself. Normally they let you know if you're not playing well or if you are. So it's been a bit sort of surprising that at the end you get this award, which is sort of a nice way to finish the season. And it's a nice feeling to win. It just it's just special, as you said. It's voted for by the fans, and it's a good one to win.
So another milestone for you earlier this season, then your 800th appearance. How proud of you to reach that in your career?
Yeah, very proud, yeah. I keep getting these milestones every year. Everyone's probably bored of talking to me about them because they just keep on coming.
It doesn't seem 5 minutes ago since you reached the 700th.
I know, they just keep coming, and there's two different ones because obviously there's some games that I played for Wimbledon that sort of MK don't count as part of the 800, so I have these sort of double milestones. They come together really close together, so it's all a bit strange, and they happen quite often. But I think 800 is obviously special. It's a big number, and it was nice to round it off with a win. And I think this season, as you get older, you definitely appreciate the games that you play a lot more than you would do when you're younger. So every game that I play at the moment is big for me, and I'm really enjoying playing my football.
And have you ever set yourself a target for the amount of appearances? Have you ever thought, it'd be great to get to 750 or it'd be great to get to 800?
No, not at all. Just the next game, really. I think you can never really look too much further than the next game. So it's always just been sort of one at a time and take it from there. So I've never had any targets in terms of that. Yeah, it's been great. He's a really bright coach, really good manager, and obviously played alongside him, but he's sort of stepped into that other side of the game now, and really enjoying what he's trying to do. I think he's he's brought in good people around him. I mean, Luke Williams is probably one of the best coaches I've worked with in my time in football. And Dino, the goalie coach, and, you know, as a three, they make a really good management structure, and you know, they've got good people around them, and it's been a joy to work with him and to play the style of football that he sort of sees for the club to play, and it's something that I'm really enjoying.
And of course, you've been here through all the ups and downs of the various seasons. This season has been a bit of a roller coaster, but it must be a good feeling to be looking at ending up hopefully in the top 10 after tomorrow's game.
Yeah, I think the start of the season was a little bit disappointing, and we had a few good performances in there, but on the whole, we was a little bit below par in terms of results, and probably created a little bit of unease for the first sort of third of the season of where we'd end up. I think, you know, since Christmas, we've been really strong and ended the season really well, which gives us a bit of hope for next season. And I think we've got, you know, a good nucleus of players there that can drive the club forward over the next couple of years. So it's sort of ending in a really positive sort of note, and that's really exciting for next season, especially when sort of as the fans coming back in as well. So it's a good way to finish.
Yeah, definitely. And what's your plans for the next few weeks? I guess you won't be going to the Falkland Islands.
No, or Iceland. Yeah, it's not on my list of things to do. just to be at home with the family, really. I travel up to Milton Keynes now from London, so it'd be nice just to be at home and just spend a bit more time with the family and just relax. And then, you know, we get our programs pretty quickly after that, and just prepare myself for next year, really.
We spoke to Scotty earlier, who won the Players' Player of the Year. Who did you vote for?
Yeah, I voted for Scotty, yeah.
Brilliant. Well deserved.
Yeah, he's an excellent player. I think he's probably someone we've been crying out for 2 or 3 years, and he's got so much talent, so much creativity, and you know, he is a really good player. I think I don't think anyone realised how good he was until we actually saw him play and up against him in training. But he's come in and he's been excellent, and he's definitely one of the leading lights in the team, and hopefully we can hang on to him.
And as regards as next season, then, what are your aims and aspirations?
It's really simple. It's just come back in a decent shape, and then be available for selection. Really, that's it. That's already set myself. Warren will be back from injury next year, and Zach and H and in there as well with the defenders, and there'll probably be more people coming in. So it's just really to try and, if I can, get a spot in the team and to play as many games as I can. So it's all very simple, really, but it starts off with coming back in a decent shape and being competitive and put yourself in a position to be selected.
And obviously, you know, you've been here for how many years now, is it?
No, 2004, so what's that? Yeah, 18 years.
I was talking to Dean Bradish about this earlier. Is it like the first day back at school? When the team gets back together, several new faces, obviously people departing. What is it like for you? Because obviously you've been through that a number of times.
Yeah, it's a little bit of panic at first, because they do fat tests and they weigh you, and if you're too heavy, you get fined. So the first half hour was always a little bit worrying, just to pass that. And then it's like being back at school. It's just seeing all your mates again, just having a little bit of fun, and then that soon goes with, you know, pre-season's hard work. It's not nice most of the time, but yeah, it's nice to see everyone sort of disappears back to all over the country and on holidays and stuff. You don't get much contact with the boys once the season finishes, but it's nice to be back together again. So yeah, it's very similar to sort of that first day at school.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll get to enjoy the next few weeks. Hopefully the weather will start cheering up, and you can have a great few weeks off.
Hopefully, yeah.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon, and congratulations again on winning Player of the Year.
Yeah, thanks very much.